Welcome to Unleash the Awesome with Dave Gambrill. All of us have unique skills, talents, and abilities that aren't being used to their full potential. Our mission is to share the people, tools, apps, and other resources that will help you unleash your awesome on the world.
Yo, what's up? It's Dave. Welcome to another episode of Unleash the Awesome. Today, we're going to talk about why marketing McMatters. Why marketing McMatters. You cannot tell me that McDonald's makes the tastiest hamburger in the entire world, right? And if you tell me that, then I might ask, what's wrong with you? Or have you ever tried another burger, right? So I'm pretty sure 100% of the people I would poll on that, if they tried anything else besides a McDonald's burger, would say, no, they do not make the best hamburger ever. But why do they consistently sell billions and billions of hamburgers and more than anybody else in the entire world? And it has to do with marketing. With marketing, right? It doesn't matter how good the product is in this case. The marketing trumps everything else. Like in my area here, if I were to go get a burger and money was not a problem or an issue, I would probably go to Five Guys 9 times out of 10, right? Really good burger, high quality, right? If I'm gonna eat a burger, right? Not that I'm doing that all the time. But McDonald's always has a drive-through line going out to the street. And then the one near me actually has a double drive-through now, and they still have a huge line going out to the road, right? The Five Guys is right across the street, and they do a pretty brisk business, but it's not anywhere near like what McDonald's is doing. It is crazy. And so I tell you the story to remind you that you can't just build something and have the highest quality product or have the best service and just assume that it's going to sell itself. We talked a little bit about this on my previous episode with Rachel Miller. You might want to go listen to that. This idea of build it and they will come is a bunch of nonsense that only happens in the movies. So you have to figure out how to ramp up your marketing. And I know some of you are like, but Dave, I don't have a marketing degree. And what do I know about marketing? What am I supposed to do? And you'll be happy to know I have a solution for you. There's something called content marketing. All the big companies do it, but especially the small companies and the influencers do it. And it's as simple as publishing content consistently. Pick your place, Instagram, Instagram Live, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, podcast, doesn't really matter, Pinterest. Start publishing content that's relevant to your niche that helps solve the problems of the people in your niche, in your category, in your industry, and do it consistently. And here's the cool thing. It doesn't even have to be original content all the time. You should have your own original content. You should have some thoughts. You should have some ideas. You should have your own frameworks or your own unique selling position, USP as it's called. You should have some of that. But when you're first getting started, you can actually curate a lot of the information that's out there and then just put your own spin on it. Hey, I saw this article and it relates to what we're doing, blah, 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 and here's why, right? And you can just share the article, but you can't just share the article without your perspective. Your perspective is what people will pay for. That's how you start to establish yourself as a brand in the marketplace, right? As a personal brand. How am I supposed to know that you know what you're talking about if you never tell me what you're talking about? Like if you don't talk about it, then I'll never know that you know what you're talking about. So content marketing is the easiest way to get started. And all you really have to do is start talking about the problems and the challenges that your market has, that your unique customer avatar, whatever you want to call it, your ideal customer, the problems that they have and what some of the solutions are. And if you have a three-step process or a framework or an acrostic or however you want to teach it or share it, just get in the habit of doing that. Maybe you have a weekly Facebook Live show that you do. Maybe you have a weekly podcast that you put out, whatever. But as you start to do that, you will start to find your own voice, which I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't like the sound of my voice. Listen, Nathan Barry from ConvertKit said, you know, as you find your voice in this process through doing this consistent publishing, your audience will start to find you, right? So as you do these things, as you share this information, that becomes marketing for you, and you'll start to attract an audience. You'll start to figure out what your voice is, right? What people are listening to, what they like, what they don't like, how to share things that make sense to them. And even at some point, you'll work some polarity into your messaging, because you don't want to attract everybody. You want to attract a certain group of people. Even if you think about, you know, go back to McDonald's and Five Guys, the people that will usually go to McDonald's are not generally the same people who will go to Five Guys, right? People who are going to Five Guys are probably not, just generally speaking, as budget conscious as people who might be going to McDonald's. McDonald's, they have a dollar menu and you could get a burger for a dollar. Five Guys, I don't know, last I checked, I don't think you can get a burger for less than 10 bucks, right? So 10 times more. So probably not always the same clientele. And so there's probably some polarity in the messenger. At Five Guys, you don't get your thing very quickly. They're not always in a hurry to get your stuff. And in the meantime, they'll let you eat some peanuts that they have in there, right? And they have this experience where they, you know, wait around and you can watch them cook it and everything else. But they're not really in a hurry to get it to you, right? So part of the difference in their messaging is, we're not really in a hurry. We're going to give you good stuff, but it takes a little while longer and it costs a little more. Right? So that's the polarity in their messaging. And McDonald's is just like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, you're loving it. Like, come on through the drive-thru. We'll serve you in 10 seconds and give you a dollar hamburger. All right. So yeah, they're selling the same thing, but they're selling a different experience, probably to a different clientele. So the marketing is different. Right. And even if you think about in this situation, you know, Five Guys, as far as I know, doesn't really do a lot of marketing. They might not do any marketing. They have some stuff and testimonials in their restaurant, but I haven't seen very many, if any. I can't recall of any advertisements I've seen. Print, online, targeted Facebook ads, TV, whatever. I've never seen it, right? But I see Facebook, I see a burger, McDonald's stuff all the time. I don't even see Burger King that often, right? So think about what you're doing. Think about what your goal is. If you don't have your product or your service or your book or your course or whatever, start talking about some of the things that will be in your book, that will be in your service, that will be in whatever it is you're putting out there. Because what will start to happen is your audience will help you sharpen that message. So as you're sharing, like, I do these podcasts, I put them out, I do Facebook Lives, I do a whole bunch of other stuff online, and people give me feedback. People jump in the comments, or people will send me an email and say, I really like this, that was really cool, I never heard it quite like that, and that's really awesome. And other times, people are like, dude, that didn't make any sense whatsoever, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I need to tighten that up a little bit. So that when I'm getting ready to launch my membership group, or my courses, or my things online, I've had enough repetitions through this content marketing, through putting stuff out there, that it's way sharper than it would be otherwise, because people have given me feedback on it. And generally, you don't want to take feedback from everybody, right? So usually these are people that already know, like, and trust me. Maybe they've bought other things that I have in the marketplace. Maybe they're in my Facebook group. They're super fans, whatever, 1,000 true fans, as Kevin Kelly calls them. And I will listen to them because they've been following me for a while. They trust in what I'm doing. They trust my recommendations. Maybe they bought some affiliate things that I've offered before. And so when they give me feedback or advice, then I go, oh, okay. And by the way, if you didn't listen to my episode with Dr. Robert Cialdini, you should probably go do that, because one of the things he talks about in there is that you should ask people for advice, not an opinion. Ask them for their advice, not feedback. Ask them for their advice, because they're much more likely to give you something constructive. So I'm not going to get into details, but you can go listen to that episode. It was a few episodes ago. Dr. Robert Cialdini, the guy that wrote Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. So you've got to start marketing. You got to do what Rachel Miller and I talked about in the last episode. Start building your audience. And you can do all of this stuff before you even have your thing out there. Because like I said, you can start surveying or test marketing some of the messaging with your audience and see if they get it. There have been things, because you have to remember, you are not your customer. There have been things that I have shared that I'm like, this is great. People are going to love this. And I put it out there and people are like, I don't understand what that means. What are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, like, because I was trying to be too cute or too clever or too original, right? And I'm like, oh, I don't even get what that means. And then when I brought my language down a little bit and simplified it, synthesized it, and said, oh, it's kind of like this. And people are like, oh, cool, now I get it, right? So sometimes we try to be too smart and position ourselves in such a way that, like, we're the guru on the mountain, But people don't understand what we're talking about. We come across as like that professor I'm sure all of you have had in high school or college that you knew was brilliant, but they couldn't connect with the audience, right? And what you learn to do through this content marketing, consistently putting stuff out somewhere online, is you start to learn how to use the terminology and the nomenclature and the vocabulary of your audience, of the people you're trying to attract for your product or service. And then they're like, oh, he's one of us. He gets us, which is actually the new seventh principle of influence from Dr. Robert Cialdini's newest book, Unity, right? He is one of us. He sounds like us. He talks like us. He's mentioning problem, but he gets us, or she gets us. Maybe I should pay attention to what they're doing, right? So the marketing is just bringing people close enough to be able to sell something to them. We could talk about selling some other time, but you can't sell things to an audience that doesn't exist. You can't sell things to a market that you haven't gathered. So you have to do some marketing. And I don't just mean, like, some people that I've suggested this to are like, well, I did 2 Facebook Lives and nobody watched. No, you have to go for months on a consistent basis. Is your podcast showing up every Tuesday or every Tuesday and Thursday? Is your Facebook Live every Monday morning at 8 a.m. or every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern or whatever? Like, you have to show up in a consistent place for a consistent period of time for people to figure out where you are. The cool thing is with something like Facebook Lives, those stay in the timeline, and so people can watch the replay. But if you want people to be able to interact with you and stuff, then you got to get in the habit of doing your content marketing on some kind of consistent basis. All right, there's a friend of mine, Eric. He's a coach. Every morning, 8 a.m. Eastern time, he is on his Facebook Live talking about some coaching stuff, whatever issues are coming up in the coaching community or the people that he coaches, and talks about it. I know that if I wanted to find him pretty much any day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., I could click on over to his Facebook page and he would be there doing a Facebook Live. How do I know that? He's been doing it for a heck of a long time at that time. And so I've come to expect it, right? So he's doing it consistently. I know what he's talking about and he's showing up, right? So I would encourage you to think about that. How are you showing up? Are you doing any consistent marketing? And it's just content marketing. You don't even need to worry about getting your logo just right and your branding and your Pantone colors. All that stuff can come later. You can literally just start right now by looking at your phone and hitting go live and talking to whoever is listening. And it might be nobody to start, but just get in the habit of doing it, because as people start to find you, you will start to get better. The good news is no one's going to be watching you at the beginning when you suck. And if you've never done it before, you're not going to be great at it. You're probably going to suck, right? So just get over that and say, okay, well, nobody's going to be really watching anyway, but do it again and do it again and do it again. McDonald's doesn't just run one commercial. McDonald's runs a million commercials on all these platforms, right? They do this thing called omnipresence. They're on your phone. They're on your Facebook feed. They're on the radio. They're on the TV. They're in the middle of podcasts, right? And by the way, they did not sponsor this podcast, but they're all over the place. Right, so eventually what you will want to do is have some omnipresence. Maybe you want to be on a couple different channels. You can repurpose some of your stuff. There's a great tool, I'll put the link in the show notes for you, called Repurpose, where you can do something on one platform, and then automatically, once you set up the workflows, it'll take you like an hour, maybe the first time you set up all your workflows. But once you set them up, the thing that you do on Facebook could automatically go to Instagram, or the thing that you did on YouTube could automatically go to your podcast, or the thing you did in your Facebook group, in a Facebook Live, could automatically go out to another platform. You can do a similar thing with a software called Searchy. I'll also put that link for you in the comments. And I would appreciate, by the way, if you know that I have affiliate links, it helps support me and it helps me allows me the opportunity to keep sharing this stuff with you, right? Because part of my business model is I give you all this stuff for free. And if you're gonna go use this stuff anyway, if you use my links, that helps support me, which allows me to continue to support you without having to charge you for these things. I do a lot of teaching in my digital marketing mentorship Facebook group. You should come check us out over there. I have a Telegram channel where I do a lot of teaching and training. You can come check us out over there. All the links will be in the show notes for you. But you'll see now that I am on multiple platforms, but you don't need to do that to start. And for some of these platforms, I'm really only on one, but I use a tool like Repurpose to put it out on those other platforms. Because I get it, there are some people who listen to podcasts that don't watch YouTube. There are some people that all they do is watch YouTube. Like my kids, I feel like they get almost all of the world's information from YouTube and Snapchat, right? I don't use Snapchat a ton, but occasionally I'll be on there, right? I tend to be on YouTube and Facebook mostly, and my podcast, but I share some of these things to other platforms. But don't freak out about all that now. If you're not started, the goal is to start and be consistent. And as you get going, then you go, okay, now that I got this figured out, I understand what this workflow looks like. Can I figure out how to repurpose this stuff? Can I share this stuff over here? Can I share it over there? Or you can start outsourcing and hiring people to do it for you. But you can't outsource or automate something that doesn't exist. So if you're not doing any kind of content marketing, then today would be a hell of a day to start. Because I can guarantee you, if you do it on a consistent basis, it will help you unleash your awesome and your business is awesome on the world. But if you don't do it, then, you know, being the best kept secret is not a very good marketing technique. All right. So go start doing your stuff, put it out there, get over it, hit the record button, hit the go live button, start sharing some content with the world, do some content marketing, and unleash your awesome on the world. See ya.
Thanks for listening to Unleash the Awesome. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please share us on your favorite social media platforms using hashtag UnleashAwesome.